Hello and welcome to DAC Beechcroft's Lawcast channel on our latest episode in the NHS Estate series, where we're going to explore the legal and practical challenges shaping the built environment. I'm your host, Nick Hilliard. I'm a construction disputes partner at DAC Beechcroft. And today we're diving into one of the most complex and occasionally chaotic areas of construction, healthcare. And joining me are two heavyweights in the field. First, we have Thomas Hurst, a partner who I saw described by a client at a Legal 500 quote that I really like as both a workhorse and a warhorse. I assume that means he's either incredibly reliable or secretly part of a cavalry regiment, or both. Welcome, Thomas.
Thanks, Nick. I'll take that as a compliment.
And alongside Thomas is Jonathan Bond, a partner specialising in non-contentious construction. Jonathan's the calm before the storm, the man who tries to make sure that Thomas never has to get involved. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thanks, Nick. I like to think of myself as the guy who reads the instructions before assembling the flat pack hospital.
So, let's start with the big picture. Healthcare construction has always been complex, but it feels like the stakes have never been higher. Jonathan, what are you seeing in terms of current trends and pressures in the sector?
Well, the sector's definitely feeling the squeeze. Post-COVID, there's a huge push for modernisation, for digitisation, net zero targets, and more modular construction. The NHS is trying to do more with less, which is a bit like trying to build a hospital with a Swiss Army knife and a roll of duct tape at times. P23 certainly is helping, but there's very much a balancing act between innovation and a budget.
So tricky times for the NHS. Thomas, turning to you now, are these pressures translating into more disputes, or are people just getting better at hiding them?
They're not hiding them, Nick. They're coming straight to my inbox. Look, the pace of delivery across hospitals has picked up, pushed by the new, not so new anymore, government, who are driving out the new build hospital programme. But with speed means corners get cut and responsibilities can often get blurred. And in healthcare, delay isn't just a cost issue. It can mean a ward isn't operational or a scanner isn't installed, and that raises the temperature on every dispute in the industry where delivery is measured.
Thanks, Thomas. Jonathan, let's talk about risk. How are clients approaching risk allocation in healthcare projects today?
With a mix of optimism and sadly at times with fingers crossed. I don't say that lightly, but whilst we are starting to see better use of collaborative contracts, such as the NEC 4 suite of contracts, and early contractor engagement is certainly helping, risk allocation does still need to be crystal clear. And as Thomas mentioned, if you don't know who's responsible for the MRI machine not fitting through the door, then you're in trouble.
And Thomas, when that risk allocation goes wrong, what are the usual suspects?
Design development is a big one, Nick. You start with a plan. Everything starts with a good plan. And someone says, actually, you know, we need a helipad. You have different people having different ideas as to what is required in a hospital. And suddenly the whole project shifts. So interface risk is another issue that also comes up when you're building around a live hospital. Because if the contractor drills through a wall and ends up in a maternity ward, you've got more than a snagging issue.
Absolutely. Certainly really, really complicated figuring a way through all of that. Thomas, you've been involved in some of the biggest healthcare disputes in the country. Without naming names, can you share a war story that illustrates the challenges?
Sure. One of the cases I was involved with was a major hospital where the costs of rectifying the defects plus the cost of decanting the hospital whilst works were undertaken, because you can't do complex construction works whilst people are having treatment in the room next door. Those came to more than the original build cost. and that created a financial picture that was hard to cut through. It turned into a multi-party dispute with more experts than a medical drama, and the bulk of fighting was between the contractor and the subcontractors and the professional teams, with the trust effectively stuck in the middle with a hospital which didn't do what they paid for it to do. It was intense, but we got there in the end.
And what lessons came out of that?
Three key ones, really. One was document everything. Two, escalate early and build a team that understands healthcare. You know, you can't treat a hospital like a shopping centre or an office block. It has its own language, its own standards, its own priorities, and occasionally its own politics, which all need to be properly understood.
Jonathan, from your side, how can these disputes be avoided in the first place?
So start with a clear brief and a realistic programme. Too often, people rush into procurement before they've figured out what they actually need. Communication is absolutely key. You've got lots of different work streams that come together to deliver a major healthcare project, whether it be legal, technical, and clinical teams. And they all need to talk to each other and work collaboratively together, because successful communication helps with a positive outcome.
So looking ahead, what's next for healthcare construction? Jonathan?
Good question. I think we're increasingly seeing more modular build. There's an increasing drive towards digital integration, and very much with the focus shifting towards patient experience. Hospitals are becoming smarter, but that means contracts need to be smarter too. We're already starting to see clauses in construction contracts relating to data, cybersecurity, and AI-driven systems. So whilst it's very exciting, it's also a little bit terrifying as well.
Indeed. Thomas, do you think the disputes of the future will look different?
There will be disputes, and they'll just be on more relevant topics. So we're seeing now claims, as Jonathan mentioned, around modular off-the-shelf modular buildings coming through. There's also ESG compliance. For example, if a hospital doesn't meet its sustainability targets, I can see them becoming a real legal issue. So yes, the disputes are evolving. I'm just hoping they don't start involving robot witnesses.
Well, many, many thanks both for sharing some very interesting insights. Before we go, one final question for each of you, if I may. If you could give one piece of advice to a client embarking on a major healthcare project, what would it be? Let's perhaps start with Jonathan.
I think it's really important to get your procurement strategy right from day one. Don't underestimate the value of early legal input. It's cheaper than litigation, and it can be far less stressful than having to deal with Thomas.
And Thomas, in response to that?
Thank you, Jonathan. That's very kind of you. I would say to clients, plan for the best and prepare for the worst. And it's a typical litigator's answer, but things can go wrong. And I think it always helps if you assume what would happen if things did go wrong, and try and understand that. And call the lawyers before it turns into a Panorama special or a Daily Mail splash.
Brilliant. Thomas, Jonathan, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you to our listeners. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and maybe send it to someone who's currently arguing over a hospital roof specification. Stay tuned to our next episode in the NHS Estate Series.